here's a story from The World.
It has been 2 weeks since Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, was diagnosed with COVID-19. It did not change his response or attitude toward the pandemic. Quite the opposite, in fact. Bolsonaro is now calling for Brazil's economy to be reopened despite rising cases. He's also praising the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine for his return to health. Michael Fox has more from Brazil.
It's late afternoon on Sunday, July 19th. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro walks across the yard outside the presidential palace and greets a couple hundred avid supporters who have been demonstrating in Brasilia throughout the day. They wear yellow and black t-shirts, many adorned with Bolsonaro's face or the Brazilian flag. Many of them aren't wearing masks, or they're pulled down around their chin or neck. They cheer for Bolsonaro as he approaches. He waves to the crowd across a small body of water. Then he pulls a box of hydroxychloroquine from his pocket and lifts it high into the air with both arms. The crowd erupts. The video goes viral on social media. His opponents joke that it reminds them of the Lion King, baby Simba being raised over Pride Rock. It is a fitting metaphor for Bolsonaro's COVID-19 infection. He's used his illness as a platform to sell both his cynicism about the virus and social restrictions and his praise for chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. Those are the anti-malaria drugs that the World Health Organization says should no longer be prescribed to COVID-19 patients. Tests have shown they likely offer no benefit and could even increase the risk of death. Nevertheless, Bolsonaro has become the drug's most vocal champion. Here he is in the same spot the day before, also speaking to supporters. He said, "This was my experience. 12 hours after taking the first dose of hydroxychloroquine, I was 100% better. So it worked for me. I'm the living proof." Since the beginning of the pandemic, Bolsonaro has downplayed the virus, fought with state governors over social restrictions, forced out two health ministers, and repeatedly called for the reopening of the economy. He did so again over the weekend. He said, "From what they tell me, no one has died from a lack of ICUs or respirators. So we need to think about the economy. We can't keep talking about lives, lives, lives. Social isolation kills. Without a salary, without a job, you die from hunger." Here's the thing. Brazil has been opening up. Far too soon, according to researchers, analysts, and even a recent report from Citibank Brazil. The country has yet to hit peak, but stores, shopping malls, restaurants, and bars have been getting back to work. With them, the number of cases has risen. Brazil has been averaging more than 1,000 deaths a day from COVID-19 for weeks. More than 80,000 people have died. Bolsonaro's opponents blame the president for the country's failed response to the pandemic that has made it the hardest hit country in the world after the United States. Rogério Carvalho is a former surgeon general of the Brazilian state of Sergipe and a congressman for the Workers' Party, one of Bolsonaro's staunch opponents. He spoke to the Brazilian outlet TVT last week.
Então, o presidente é adversário.
He said the president is an enemy of the fight against COVID-19. He used chloroquine as a trick to create the false illusion that COVID-19 would be easy to manage because there was a drug. That's also the opinion of Brazil's longtime political blogger, Marcelo Igiarchi. He says, obviously, the president wants people to get back to work soon to boost the economy, which was already shrinking and plummeted during the pandemic. So by praising chloroquine, he's offered a placebo so that people lose their fear of leaving their homes. Chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine were prescribed in severe cases in Brazil since the beginning of the pandemic. But in May, Interim Health Minister General Eduardo Pazuello, who has no medical experience, approved their widespread use across the country. There may be both political and practical reasons behind the government's active promotion of the drugs. According to Brazilian media outlets, the owners of a number of companies that produce chloroquine in Brazil are Bolsonaro supporters who have met with the president during the pandemic. Additionally, the investigative outlet Reporter Brazil revealed in June that the Army's pharmaceutical laboratory had increased its chloroquine production 100-fold since March, producing 750,000 tablets per month since then. The country now has a glut of product to sell and distribute. For Federico Finkelstein, an Argentine historian at the New School for Social Research, Bolsonaro's insistence on ignoring the medical community is his way of pushing his political agenda.
This is a person that denies reality, creates his own reality, and then presents that reality as propaganda, for the followers and for the whole of Brazilian society. So we are talking about a very radical and fanatic way of doing politics. Basically, what we are seeing is the fascist way of telling lies and then believing those lies.
The Brazilian Medical Association and the Brazilian Society of Infectious Diseases recently joined the WHO in recommending that doctors stop prescribing chloroquine to their patients. But with Bolsonaro on the mend, it's clear that he'll be using his case as a sign of the effectiveness of the treatment for months, regardless of the scientific and medical evidence. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.
From PRX.